thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast, the show that helps crack open your heart and inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. Proudly brought to you by 28 Essentials. Here's your host, the gorgeous Kim Morrison.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast. This week's quickie, it's quite a common conversation or topic around the mind-body connection, but I'm so fascinated by it at the moment, thinking about injuries and accidents, things that occur in our lives on an everyday basis, perhaps, and just wondering if there is some connection. Well, we do know that the intricate web of human health, it's quite huge, but there is a massive association to the connection between mind and body. And we know that that is actually undeniable. And while physical symptoms are often attributed to tangible things like genetics, lifestyle, environmental, the role of mental and emotional states in shaping our physical well-being is certainly acknowledged. And this is where I want to really look at the relationship between mental causes and physical illnesses. And I guess this is what we call the metaphysical approach to help us not only understand why we have certain conditions, but also how to foster some sort of holistic healing around that. Now, we know for centuries, generations, wisdom and traditions blended with modern today's scientific research, as well as holistic healing, all of these things can converge together and help us to realize the profound influence of mental and emotional factors on physical health. We all know that stress, anxiety, unresolved trauma, negative thoughts, patterns, beliefs, these can all manifest as various physical ailments ranging from chronic pain and digestive disorders through to cardiovascular disease, autoimmune conditions, even chronic disease or, you know, terminal disease like cancer. But when we understand these mental causes, when we can actually see how chronic stress triggers the release of cortisol and other stress hormones, just how much that disrupts the body's natural balance and can weaken the immune system. We know that prolonged emotional distress, such as grief, anger, anxiety, fear, worry, these can all manifest as physical symptoms. It's been scientifically proven and the highlight of the interconnectedness of the mind and body. I think when we think about past traumas, now you can think emotional, psychological, physical, they can linger in the unconscious mind, whether we want them to or not. And this can exert a profound impact on our physical health. We also know that suppressed emotions and any unresolved traumas can manifest as chronic pain, somatic symptoms, or even psychosomatic illnesses. We also know that the power of our thought and our beliefs in shaping our reality cannot be overstated. Persistent negative thought patterns or self-limiting beliefs or sabotaging thoughts and consciousness, this unconscious conditioning can contribute to stress, anxiety, and a host of psychosomatic ailments. I also think that what's important if we can actually start to cultivate a more in-the-moment present awareness through things like, you all know it, mindfulness, meditation, journaling, getting out into nature, breath work, yoga, qigong, tai chi, any of these beautiful things can help foster more mental clarity, emotional resilience, and physiological balance. Don't underestimate the power of these simple, beautiful forms. And when we can observe thoughts without judgment, that's a big one, by the way. When you can observe your thoughts without judgment, this will help cultivate more inner peace, but it'll also help you to mitigate stress, alleviate symptoms, and promote a feeling of overall well-being. And that's something quite profound in this day and age, something that we all probably crave is that sense of balance, sense of peace. We also know that there's amazing metaphysical approaches, things like acupuncture, energy healing, Reiki, all of these beautiful things, another therapy that I trained in, orthobiography. These are all incredible healing processes or modalities that can help harness the body's subtle energy systems to help restore balance and promote healing. Now, it's modalities like this that address the imbalances in the body's energetic field. And when you can facilitate the release of emotional blockages, you will allow the body to have a more holistic ability to heal itself. Then there's things like somatic experiencing, EFT, emotional freedom techniques, even inner child work. All of this can offer effective means of processing and releasing stored emotions and trauma. And when we can acknowledge and honor those suppressed feelings, or when we realize that we've buried them and put them away and can actually let them out with grace, shine a light on them and realize they're not as scary as we thought they were, and in our adult ways, find a way to release these unbelievable blocked energy centers or traumatic events that have occurred in our lives, we also know through the power of essential oils, the power of smell can unlock traumatic experiences and release them with a lot more ease than what we actually are led to believe. Now, when you can consciously direct your thoughts and intentions, you can cultivate a healing mindset. And that, my dear friends, is how we manifest vibrant health. I guess when I think about it all as a whole, the journey towards optimal health and well-being, from my humble opinion, it's about acknowledging that there is an intricate interplay between mind, body, and spirit. I believe they all need to be healthy and they all need to be quite balanced. And when we can recognize the mental causes underlying physical illness and embracing the metaphysical approaches to healing, then we get to embark on a very transformative journey of self-discovery and holistic wellness. It is absolutely undeniable how these things work so powerfully together with consciousness and awareness. Also, through mindfulness, energy healing, emotional release, and the power of positive intention, we also know that we can unlock the incredible inherent wisdom that we each have in our bodies that will help it to live a healthy, vibrant, energized life on all levels in all the ways. When we can embrace a holistic approach to healing, well, then that's when we get to really embark on a profound journey of self-discovery, empowerment, transformation, health, and healing. Now, there's a couple of books that I absolutely love around these topics. And one of them is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And the other one is by a beautiful soul, Inna Sigal, and her book is The Secret Language of Your Body. These two are probably my go-tos when it comes to metaphysical health and well-being and understanding how physical conditions can actually be related to mental and emotional states. And I think you'll find both those books are really worth having in your library. Well, my friends, that's it for this week. Another beautiful deep dive into a topic that means a lot to me, and I hope it means something to you. I look forward to your comments and feedback. You can head on over to my Instagram page. That's Kim Morrison and the number 28. My Facebook page, Kim Morrison Training, or you can go on over to thewellnesscouch.com/selflovepodcast. Thank you to The Wellness Couch for hosting this. Thank you to 28 Essentials for sponsoring it. And thank you to you, my beautiful listener, for showing up each and every week, listening to me talk about things that I love, and also, of course, our incredible guests. Thank you so much for your 5-star rating. Thank you for your constant feedback, for your messages. I never, ever tire of it. I wish you a wonderful week. I certainly encourage you to be mindful around your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your mental state, your spiritual awareness and awakenings. I invite you to be the witness to all of those things going on within you so that you can notice if there's a correlation to anything going on physically. Could be an interesting, insightful look if you take the time. Have a wonderful week. Take care. Be kind.
Thanks for listening to the Self-Love Podcast. Be sure to write a review and share the love with your friends and family. And head over and visit Kim and her team at 28.com. That's the word 20 and the number 8.com. Take good care.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives. Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.